Good morning, everyone. It's a very bitter, bitter cold day here in Pineville, Missouri this morning. It's about 16. It's supposed to get 13 before it starts warming up. So, very cold. But God has given us warm hearts when we look to His Word for our comfort. And we can look at the evil world and Satan and all of his minions, but it gives us comfort to know that God is in charge. Yes, we wrestle not against ourselves only, but principalities. And but should we be focusing on evil, or should we be focusing on Christ, is the question. If we are preoccupied with only exposing evil and not the remedy or the solution over evil, then I think our thrust and our focus is wrongly applied. Christ came in the world to save sinners. Paul said, "Of whom I am chief." We recognize that we are sinners. But we also recognize that we have the solution, the remedy in Christ for our sins. Our focus needs to be on Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen again and seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. If we spend all of our time exposing evil, are we not really exalting Satan by spending all of our time exposing evil? No, we're not to hide our head in the sands, but we have the solution, friends. We have the remedy to this sin problem. You know, that's why I spend so much time talking about the solution. And by the way, just because I disagree with someone on their interpretation of Scripture doesn't mean that I don't love someone. That's the inference that was given here a couple weeks ago. Just because I adamantly express my opinion that differed with other people does not mean that I don't love you. Okay. But, you know, it concerns me when someone rarely talks about the remedy. The remedy. When they rarely talk about Christ and Him crucified. When they rarely talk about the great price that He paid as a remedy for sin and evil. You know, it would be like having a vehicle that had a problem with the engine, and you only focused on the problem but not the solution. Just focusing on the problem is not the answer. We know that we're living in an evil world. We know we're surrounded by Satan and his minions. We're living in a cursed world, fallen world. So, but yet, we have a loving Master. And if we have been given the faith of Christ, then we're not concerned about just focusing on the problem of evil. Our focus, our whole demeanor should be in focusing on the solution, on the remedy. You know, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. You know. So I get really concerned when people want to spend all their time talking about, you know, NASA and heliocentrism and the Jesuits. I've been guilty of this myself in the past, the Roman Catholic Church, the Arminian doctrine, and all of that. The only reason I wrote The Lies of Free Will is to show that God is in control of all things, including life. Life. Our life. Our spiritual life. You know, why were we born into this world? Today happens to be my birthday. 64 years today. And, you know, when we have our birthdays, oftentimes we reflect on, why did God bring me into the world? Why did he cause my wife, my mother, to conceive of me? What was the purpose of that? Job cursed the very day that he was born, didn't he? One time. But then he put his hand on his mouth at the end and said, I know that God can do everything. I know he can do everything. God is not limited in scope or power. Or if he is, if that were the case, he would not be God. You know, one of the most favorite chapters in the Bible for me as I get older is the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Because it's very personal. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know? And I know that I repeat things, and some people think probably I repeat myself too often. But there's nothing more comforting to know that we can rest in our Savior, in Jesus Christ. You know, that he is our shepherd, that we've heard his voice. And in the midst of anything that's going on in our lives, whatever it is, God's hand is in it. You know, we can pontificate and talk about philosophy and we can talk about how that plays out in politics, and we can talk about all of these things. But you know, the most important thing is Christ. Christ. On Christ, a solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, a solid rock, I stand. and he shall come with trumpet sound. O may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Well, that's my testimony this morning. I hope it's yours as well. You know, either God has shown us his grace or he's not. Either God has completed the great work of redemption for us or he has not. Either God is who he says he is or he is not. You know, he is either Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, or he is not. And we know that he is, for he's put the faith of Christ within us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you this day is my prayer.